every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you for Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACAGAPALA, SLASLAACRRRMMSOS. LBA, HA,
CIA,
NSA.
Oh, Jinx, you owe me a 7.
USA.
I speak for a small, small portion of the USA. Me. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always, with
Shelley
and Mark.
We got Sarah in the peanut gallery. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Sarah, a group of one.
You'll hear that, though. You'll hear you in the background. Hi. So what's shaking? Good looking?
That doesn't rhyme.
It wasn't supposed to rhyme.
Oh.
I'm just asking what's shaking.
You said good looking. Usually people say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking?
Well, let me try this. Hey, what's shaking, good looking?
Oh, not much. How you been today?
Awesome. See how that works? It's really easy.
So what's shaking, bacon?
Hey, man, I'm just kicking it. What's up with you?
Yeah. See?
Yeah, but now you've got the song stuck in my head.
Hey, good looking, what you got cooking?
How about cooking something up for me?
Wow. And you know what? That's the kind of country that our good friend Michael would love. Michael, not exactly the kind of guy that you would tag with old school country. Young Hispanic guy in L.A. He's all about the old-time country guys.
Hank Williams.
Yeah, he doesn't like any of the new guys, but he loves that real oaky sound and stuff.
Yeah, so do I.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking?
Elvira.
About cooking something up for me.
Wow.
For me. What's up with the dudes that yodel?
Yodeling.
I mean, the old cowboys.
Their shorts are too tight.
Yeah. The old yodeling cowboys, it's like, dude, if there's any yodeling in it, I don't want to hear it. Unless it's that chick that was on America's Got Talent.
Men who spend too many nights with their horse.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Have you ever noticed that guys that line dance, that they're line dancing along, and you look at them, and if you just look at them from the waist down, it looks like they're trying to get their underwear out of their butt crack.
It doesn't look
like they're dancing. It looks like they're trying to get rid of a wedgie.
Mm-hmm. I got to be honest. I don't really look at guys that are line dancing from the waist down, but thanks for acknowledging that you do.
When do you look at guys from the waist down?
Do I what?
When do you look at guys from the waist down?
No, the waist down.
Yeah.
When do you? Private.
Yeah, you said you don't do it while they're line dancing.
Usually when I'm getting a couch dance. When I'm out at that place, I think it's called the Tool Shed. Our good friends, Lee... and my friend Matt from San Diego, they decided to go to this strip club, and they were out in Palm Springs somewhere.
Oh, no.
And they went to this place called the Tool Shed. And they go walking in, or it's a bar next to this place, and they walk into this place, and Lee's like, there's a lot of guys in here.
The girls must be great.
There's no women in here. And Matt's like, a bunch of leisure suits, bunch of guys with coiffed hair and well-done nails.
Four buttons open on their shirt.
Yeah, Lee's like, Matt's like, I think we need to go somewhere else.
Assless chaps.
Yeah.
That's always a clue.
You know what? Not necessarily. Look at David Lee Roth.
That's true, but he always wore spandex underneath the assless chaps.
Not always.
I missed one?
Apparently. You've never... Well.
Dang.
I looked at that from the waist down, I gotta admit. You couldn't miss it.
I'm gonna have to look that up.
Sweet. Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Okay.
And now to our roving reporter.
Our roving reporter. We have shout-outs to a whole passel of people today.
A passel.
Sarah, Robert, Marie, Fran, Connor, Phil, and Donald.
Connor's, like, getting into it lately.
Yes, he's been trolling, and he's only looking for really weird stuff, so that's good.
Well, that's perfect for us.
Yeah.
Like any of the other stuff, like the stuff that Marie or Donald or anyone comes up with is not weird.
Well, no, but he's not even looking for boozy stuff per se. He's just looking for really, like, honest to God, weird.
The news not fit for booze.
Yeah.
Your chances are good, though, if you find something really weird somewhere.
There's some booze and drugs involved.
A mind-altering substance involved.
Somewhere.
Dogs from our neighbor's house, dogs from our house, everybody.
Okay.
We're having a flyer. Perfect.
So
that's riveting for the home listener.
Yes, it is. We may have to cut that out if I remember. Yeah. Okay, at any rate.
Hey, let me just come into your studio while you're recording and hand you a thing from Neighborhood Watch.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay.
We'll warn everybody.
We'll watch.
Yeah, we're going to watch you.
We might as well start off with the elephant in the living room, which is Amy Winehouse.
Should have gone to rehab. Yeah.
Like, I haven't heard that joke on the internet 25,000 times since she died yesterday.
I think Robert, one of the guys you gave a shout out to, actually put that.
Yes.
We will serve no Winehouse before it's time.
Well, you know what really sucks? There was a gal who just friended me yesterday, who's someone in the program.
Uh-huh.
And apparently she's, like, good friends with her.
Uh-huh.
And is, like, really distraught because she was never quite getting it. And I guess she's in recovery. She has, like, a tattoo of her right here, and she's like, oh, yeah, she's a really good friend of mine. And I'm like, wow, I'm sorry. You know, and she's like, hey, you know what? I mean, she was sad, but what can you do?
Our wine house is now at room temperature.
Our what?
Our wine house is now at room temperature.
Wow. Send your...
It might be too soon for that one.
Send your hate mail to Bark at recovery_101@hotmail.com.
It bothers me because, I mean, we predicted this months ago on the show.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm predicting it right now, as I did months ago as well, for Charlie Sheen.
Nah, Charlie's got too much money.
Although,
to die.
You know what? He's probably, you know what? He probably won't overdose.
Charlie's got a new career.
Well, he won't overdose.
He got a new show.
Yeah, he's got a new
show. Because he's gonna be smoking rock. There's not a lot of people that overdose. He might have a heart attack. You know, if he was slamming coke, he'd probably overdose.
Well, now, the cause of death is not officially determined, actually.
I'm going to go out on a limb.
And say it was an overdose.
Say it was drug or alcohol related?
Yeah.
Well, a friend of hers has come forward saying that she had been partying with Amy in the days leading up to her death and that she had been doing it pretty hard. So,
as opposed to usual?
Yeah.
Well, she made a point of saying she'd been doing it. Yeah. So
I would say that there's a 99.9% chance that it's either a drug overdose or a drug-assisted suicide. You know, feeling so bad. The last thing I heard is she was in Serbia or something, got booed off the stage.
Because she was so loaded she couldn't sing.
Yeah. And you know what? When you go from getting 5 Grammys and having an album of the year and song of the year to getting booed off the stage a few short years later.
Yeah.
That's got to be an ego crusher.
Well, and her dad had just tweeted that he was really upset at the level of her drinking and drugging. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I have one thing to say in all seriousness.
What?
Better her than me.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to say that, but it's true. We saw a speaker last night at a meeting.
Yep.
And someone mentioned that, and she was, like, visibly upset by it. And she's like, you know what? It's not that I have a thing for Amy Winehouse or anything. She's like, but you know what? Just to see another person that didn't get it when it's not that hard to get.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, moving on. Say rest in peace to Amy Winehouse and move on to the category of Welcome to Our Nightmare.
Is this a Tim Burton story?
No.
No, it's an Alice Cooper story.
No. Okay. Britain has finally recognized that they're in the middle of a health crisis with soaring levels of obesity and sharp increases in deaths from alcohol and drugs.
Are they supersizing their cocktails?
I don't know where from where because, you know, although...
Bangers and mash.
Food, well, yeah, bangers and... But even then, back in the day, they've been eating bangers and mash for 500 years and they never...
Yeah,
because
there's never
like
been
this.
Anyone portly there before, yeah. Right?
Not the way it is now. I mean, they have officially recognized that 25% of their population is obese.
They finally did a study.
Probably.
Someone got 800,000 pounds for doing a study.
Well, I don't know that it was a study, but it was the ONS's...
A study on obesity where they pay you in pounds.
It was their ONS's social trends report.
No.
Showed that they they have had in the last 10 years 5 times the deaths from heroin and morphine that they had in the 90s.
Well, and they've been trying to help people with that, handing out needles and like taking them down slowly off heroin. I heard it was working real well, but apparently not.
Apparently not. I mean, like in the U.S., heroin kind of waned a little bit after the 70s, and now it's making a comeback.
Heroin?
But it's never been out in Europe.
I don't think it's ever been out here either.
Yep.
I'll bet the heroin use isn't down at all. What I bet it is that cocaine abuse in the 80s overshadowed it because so many, quote, normal people, you know, you get people that would go clubbing and people with money and they'd go out and get loaded and everyone paid attention. And then now you've got the suburbs with tons of suburbia kids doing meth. I don't think that heroin ever went down in use. They just didn't get noticed as much.
It's just been overshadowed.
Something newer and better to look at that's destroyed everybody.
Heroin's not sexy.
No, heroin's kind of...
I've actually heard that actually it is. But it's made me want to get loaded.
It's not
makes
sexy.
Your skin feel
really
good. Well, no, it's not sexy to talk about.
Okay, we got to move on here.
Okay.
Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, the star of... He starred as King Henry VIII in Showtime's The Tudors, which I loved that show.
Well,
oh,
didn't
my
he
gosh.
Also star as the guy in Indiana Jones?
I don't know. I didn't...
Wasn't he the professor?
When?
In Indiana Jones.
Which one?
The one where they're in Egypt.
Which one?
They're all in Egypt. At some point.
The one where the monkey dies. Where he eats the fruit that was for Indiana...
That was like in 1983. What are you talking about?
Okay, isn't that...
Jonathan Rhys-Meyers is only...
Oh, I'm thinking...
33.
Isn't it like Jonathan Rhys-Davies or something, the other guy then?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
this is Jonathan Rhys-Meyers. Yeah. Okay, at any rate...
Two out of the three names were right.
At any rate...
And two weird names.
Yeah. He was picked up... He was found slumped on the floor in his London home, picked up by an ambulance. It was the opinion, I'm quoting here, it was the opinion of those present and the authorities at the hospital that he tried to take his life. He has been distraught. He's been in rehab 5 times.
Is he dead?
No, he survived.
Can't even do that right.
He's been in rehab 5 times and has not been able to quit drinking. So he has a serious problem with alcohol.
At least he wasn't found on the floor and humped.
Huh?
How did the very first part of the story go?
That actor, Jonathan Rhys-Meyers.
Where'd they find him?
On the floor of his London home.
Slumped.
Oh, slumped.
Not humped, slumped.
Just checking.
Oh, never good. Mind.
Here's one from Kentucky.
Fontucky?
A Kentucky face-it man faces criminal charges after being caught having sex with a horse for the second time. Nathan Johnson.
Oh, wow. I hope it was a female horse. Because that would... I mean, not that that would really be any better,
horse.
But...
It doesn't say whether it was a female horse.
Because if it was a male horse, ow. I just got one thing to say is ow.
He was accused of animal cruelty. Accused of an animal cruelty after a witness saw him attempting to mount the horse.
Oh, yeah. You know what? See, I don't know how you make that stick, animal cruelty. The horse might have enjoyed it.
Was the horse having a cigarette afterwards?
I don't know. Doesn't say.
See? You don't know. The horse might have dug it.
Yeah.
It's not like Christie Brinkley where the dog kind of laid around and said, what the hell?
Stupid study of the week. A study on gay men's penis size in relation to their sexual health is in the news.
Who the frick gets money for this crap?
Well, okay, here's the thing. This study was published... And it's getting all kinds of flack because people are ticked off because at first glance, it looks as though the National Institutes of Health funded this study. And people are saying, why are the taxpayers paying for crap like this?
That's what I would say.
Well,
I can't believe I want to ask this question.
What?
And what did they find?
Actually, in the story.
Because the public doesn't really care. What would they find out?
The study linked penis size to sexual position preference. As well as physical and psychological well-being.
Okay. Duh.
I'm not sure what... The only thing I can think of is that the guys who were doing the study were gay and wanted to look at a bunch of porn. I mean, that's all I can figure out. I can't think of anything else.
I doubt they looked at porn.
Or
that would give a little... You know, that would be like to judge the average man in America's penis size based on porn stars.
Yeah.
I think that would be giving us a little hand up there.
That didn't sound right.
That maybe didn't sound right.
That didn't sound right.
At
any rate,
you know, if you judged everyone based on like John Holmes and
Tom Byron, and
yeah, we'd look like the kings of the world.
At any rate, the study was actually done by the Hunter College Center for HIV AIDS Educational Studies and Training.
Tell me
however,
how that
they,
AIDS and AIDS train. AIDS.
I don't know. However, they in turn are funded by the NIH. So taxpayer dollars, kid did kind of pay for it.
I'm not sure why that would make a difference to AIDS research.
I don't know.
How big your Johnson is depends on what position you like best. And that helps my AIDS research how?
I don't know. It doesn't say in the story. It actually doesn't. Most of the story is about people being ticked off
maybe,
that we're paying for this.
Maybe use a condom would help more.
Maybe they're trying to size the condoms better.
Maybe there's different condoms for different positions. I don't know.
In Cleveland, a man who wishes to remain anonymous.
I'll bet.
35-year-old man who wishes to remain anonymous.
He's the guy who did the survey?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
He was intoxicated.
You gotta bang the horse.
He was intoxicated when he was picked up and taken to the Brecksville police station on disorderly...
Brecksville?
Brecksville. He was arrested for disorderly conduct at his own wedding.
Oh, I've seen stuff like that before.
He, however, did not want to go back to the wedding because his new bride said that she did not want to see him again and he had better not come home.
Our good friend
Teddy.
The
honeymoon is over.
Yes, the groom then passed out in his cell, soiled himself, and...
Why would she never want to see that banging piece of work? You remember Teddy's
sister's wedding? Lobster flying and everything.
Everybody was hammered and they were throwing lobster around the room. And they, like, knocked over the table with the wedding cake on it, and someone pulled a gun. I mean, it was like a Jerry Springer wedding. And everyone was hammered. And I remember when Ted says, I got to go to my sister's wedding. And I said, Teddy, you already know that's a really, really bad idea. Because the only other time I ever saw a sister at a wedding, and I love his sister. She's got some time now, actually.
Mm-hmm.
She got, like, 6 months or something. But last time I saw her at a wedding, she threw someone into a table with a wedding cake on it, and it wasn't her wedding.
Well,
it was my friend DJ's wedding.
In England, Ryan Letchford and Jeffrey Olson are in big trouble now. They got drunk at a pub with another friend. There was a third man whose name is not mentioned in the story.
Menage a drunk.
They left the pub and saw a police van parked on the side of the road.
Decided
that it would be funny to break into the back of the van and pretend to be in custody and take pictures of each other.
Yeah.
They broke into the back of the van, but the doors locked when they closed.
Yeah, that makes it really easy.
You are now in custody.
So they were stuck in there. Their friend came out of the pub, saw them stuck in the back of the van, couldn't get them out, and called 911.
Perfect.
So then the police came and let them out, and they were acting, oh, I'm sorry, you know.
And then arrested them.
Yeah,
arrested them.
Turned around and arrested them. Now they arrested them for attempted theft, but I don't see how they could be attempting to steal the van because they were in the back, not the front.
They broke into it.
Well, the police officers have dubbed them dumb and dumber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, how much time we got? We're out of cut time, really, but we have so much news today.
Okay, well,
give us more.
I'll do one more. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has signed a bill that officially classifies beer as alcoholic. Because prior to that, in Russia, something had to have more than 10% alcohol to be considered alcohol. If it had less than 10% alcohol, it was considered food.
Wow.
There's some food for thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
here's a case of food for thought.
So anybody in Russia could buy beer. They drank it in parks, on the streets. However, consumption of beer has risen 40%, while alcohol sales have dropped by 30%.
So in other words, wine is still not alcohol.
Well, yeah, wine's about 14%.
It depends on the wine, though. Some wines are less.
Yeah, some wines are less, but real wine.
Yeah, real
wine. Red
wines.
14%.
Four Loko. What do they call that? Well, it's not Four Loko anymore. It's called Earthquake.
They call that nuts.
Earthquake, 14%.
Yeah.
It's a beer.
But they took out the caffeine, so you pass out faster.
Just get you loaded.
Yeah,
that's it.
You pass out faster.
Perfect.
Okay, I'll do one more. Oh, my goodness, we're being invaded. I'll do one more because...
It's the feds.
They're looking for a newcomer.
Nominee for Mother of the Year. A Connecticut mother is in custody after she fed her 10-month-old daughter alcohol and cocaine and made her 4-year-old son down a bottle of beer at a local park.
Wow.
Can't win.
A woman sitting nearby watched her pouring the beer into the baby's bottle.
Can't win.
Called the police, and the police came. The children were tested. Both of them tested positive for alcohol. One tested positive for the 10-month-old tested positive for cocaine.
What would even the thought... I mean, she's obviously not an addict. I am not sharing my cocaine with a 10-month-old.
The thought process is...
I'm just not.
The thought process is I'm a better mother than Casey Anthony.
Yeah, you know what? Wow.
That is.
Well, the ironic part about it is that she lives in a place in Connecticut called Success Village.
Clearly.
Score.
Is the park called Winning?
It doesn't say what the park is called.
Winning Park?
Winning Park.
It just says a local park.
Awesome.
And that is the end of the Boozy News. Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
That was an awesome break. Thank you to Casa de las Amigas. They're so cool. When we were doing the doo-doo-doots, I was momentarily taken aback by the fact that our son Connor was dancing to the doo-doo-doots. And it was a wee bit frightening, I might say.
I find that strangely disturbing.
Was it frightening or fruity?
Both.
Okay.
It was so fruity, it was frightful. Wow. So Mark.
Yes, Bruce.
We have a topic.
We've got a couple topics.
Sweet. Which one do we want to do?
Why are you here?
That's it.
Because it's better than being there. Who's the lead-out music?
Haven't you ever wanted to say that to somebody who comes back for the
umpteenth
time?
Here?
Why are you here?
I do say that to new guys.
Yeah, why'd you show up?
That have been here before. Why are you here?
Yeah.
I mean, you thought it was good. You went back out there. Why are you back? Oh, it sucks? Oh, surprise, surprise. You never heard anyone say that in a meeting before? It's going to suck if you go out? Well, yeah, but, well, you got what you thought you'd get.
Shazam.
Yeah.
Although, I met somebody at one of the clubs in the area, had a number of years, had never done the steps, was miserable and cranky, and I felt like the same way. Why are you here?
True.
I mean, just so you can inflict your crankiness on us? I mean, mm-hmm. What's the point?
Well, maybe it's that not being loaded is probably, even though you're not having a great life, is probably superior to being loaded and not having a great life. At least you're not loaded.
Yeah, but it would get better if you did the steps.
Well, yeah. But it's probably better just not drinking, too. You know what? You never get a DUI.
True.
How do you want to approach it, Mark?
My thinking was the number of people who show up and they think they want to get the program and they think they might have a problem and, you know, it's like, And then they go out and they come back in like a week late. You know, that guy who shows up for every Friday meeting with 4 days sober.
Yeah.
Every week.
I used to be that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I came to the Friday meeting. I got loaded Saturday and Sunday. And Monday I started again. And today's Friday. I got 4 days.
And everybody claps for him. Yay.
Yeah. Oh, he's back. Oh,
glad to see you back.
Hey. Keep coming back.
Welcome back. Welcome home.
Yeah. We're here for you.
Yeah, they're there for you.
Yeah.
I'm sitting over here all by my lonesome. I don't know how you can stay over there with them.
I sit there and I can't believe, it's like, you came here. I haven't seen anybody brought into a meeting I've been at, like in shackles, and then they unlock them at the door. I haven't seen anybody like that, so nobody was dragged in.
No.
No.
So, you came here.
I used to see them dragged in.
Yeah.
Remember back in the day when Charter would bring all the patients over? Like, even the ones from lockdown, they'd bring them over with a couple big guys that would stand at the
either
door.
Either side of them, yeah. So, but, you know, it's like, you showed up because you know you've got a problem, and then you went back out to the problem again. Why?
It's almost like getting cured.
Yeah.
If only I manage well this time.
Yeah.
We have a guy just like that we know. He got 30 days sober. He said, man, if I can get 30 days sober, I'm clearly not an alcoholic.
Yeah.
He goes, if I can go every 30 days, I said, yeah, you know what? If you could do that, if you could go every 30 days and have a drink, you'd probably just be considered a hard drinker. You know, within a week, that guy's drinking all the time. He shows up the other day, wants to work. And it was like, I don't know what time it was, 2 in the afternoon. He's already sloshed.
Yeah.
That's not exactly drinking every 30 days.
Well, you know, and part of the thing is the reason why when you come in, we say you need to change your friends. You need to change the people you hang out with.
Yes.
Because in his situation, the guy you're talking about, everybody around him thought it was great. He went 23 days without drinking. They thought that was great. Okay, yeah, we know you went out and drank for a couple of days after that, but that was great. You went 23 days. You should just do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you can't do that.
And those are probably not the guys that were sitting down at Clancy's waiting for him to come again. Hey, good to see you. It's been a while.
Yeah, where you
have
been for the last 23 days?
Yeah, have a drink.
Yeah.
Remember you got mad because the guy stole his morning beer.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not exactly every 23 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, you know.
Well, he should come back in and collect some newcomer chips and then go back to the bar.
Trade them in for drinks?
And spend them.
Yeah.
There are such bars.
Yes, there are.
So what do you think, Shelley?
I don't know. I get just as frustrated with people that hang around and don't do anything and bitch all the time, even though they're sober.
Dry.
Don't
light a match around that guy.
Yeah. As I get kind of irritated by the ones that...
A little tindery.
Go in and out and in and out and in and out and in and out. I mean, like a rabbit.
Wow, Shelley went there.
Wow, Shelley went with the sex joke. Wow. So. I have to change the rating on this show. Adults only.
I'm a little bit, and I'll have to apologize to the listeners. I'm a little bit cranky right now because I'm in a situation where, you know, I'm working with somebody who's just not doing anything.
Oh,
and
wow. Let me guess.
Welcome to
sponsorship.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm, well, this is not the first time this has happened, but usually by the time I get to this point of irritation, they leave.
I'm working with 3 people that aren't doing anything. You know how many people I'm sponsoring right now?
3.
Yeah.
It's just, so I'm a little bit frustrated, and I'm,
yeah.
I don't know, you know, they're like, Bruce can have a sponsee hanging around forever and ever and ever, and if they don't do anything, it's no skin off Bruce's nose. He's like, okay, well, whenever you're ready to work, just give me a call, blah, blah, blah. I'm not like that.
Oh, no, I give them assignments.
Oh, I've given assignments. I've followed up, and I've...
Yeah, but I don't just tell people la, 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 whatever. I just printed out a big thing for some because they did their inventory with me. It was like a page, and I'm like, dude, this is the inventory of your entire life right here. That's all you got? You're never mad at any teachers or anything? He's like, well, I have to put that? Yes, you got to put all that. He's like, wow, that's going to be a lot of paper. I'm like, I got lots of paper.
Yeah, here.
Here you go.
Well, okay, you're giving them assignments, but they're doing them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm giving mostly assignments, and nothing is getting done. Mm.
Yeah.
And I'm not one of those people, like, you'll still sponsor people even if they jack off for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and do nothing.
Went from rabbits to jack it off.
Okay, I don't mean
wow.
Well, you know where my head's gone tonight.
Fooling around. Guys are just fooling around. No, that's not Shelly. Just jacking them off.
But Bruce will still sponsor them. I'm at the point where I'm like, I'm getting to the point where I'm about to say, I can't help you.
I've done that to guys, though.
Only two. And you've had dozens and dozens and dozens of sponsees. I've had like 10 sponsees.
All the rest of them are dead now.
I've had like 10 sponsees. One of them wasn't really an alcoholic. 8 of them have gone back out. And the one I'm working with now isn't moving. And it's you know, and that's what I want to say. Why are you here? Why are you in my face? Why are you wasting my time?
Yeah.
To keep you sober.
Yeah.
And clean.
How grateful are you?
Yeah, that
well,
would make
one
me
thing
grateful
I'm grateful
for.
That's true. One thing I am grateful for in all of this
is
because I actually had to call my sponsor and make an amends because what she's doing to me now makes me realize all the crap I pulled on my sponsor in early sobriety.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So I had to call and make an amends to Becky and say, I'm really sorry. Actually, I did it Friday when we met. I'm really sorry. I know I was a pain in the butt the first year and a half, 2 years. And
5 years.
Yeah, and she kind of laughed and she said, were?
Yeah, we pick right up on that.
And but then she said, no, actually, you know, you're one of the people that has kept me sober, you know, mm-hmm. So.
You're probably also the person that she has with the most time.
I got a couple of guys I sponsor. They, I'll tell you what, as long as I sponsor those guys, I have no interest in ever going anywhere near a mind-altering substance.
Oh, yeah. No, we've got a couple. Mark and I both have guys like
that. I had a sponsor 2 nights ago at a meeting, give one of the great shares I'd ever heard. I mean, just one of the things he said about in the meeting was, you know, I just don't understand. He goes, I sit in a motel room for 5 days smoking coke and jacking off to porn, and then I wonder when I get done why I can't find a woman with values. I love that. It's like, yeah, that's how our minds work.
A woman with values.
So.
Wow.
But...
yeah,
because that's how our minds work.
It totally is. I don't get as frustrated with the people that come in and out and in and out because I did that. And I know that for me, the reason I was coming back is because I knew inside, in my heart of hearts, that I needed to be there. I just wasn't quite done. But, I mean, I'd get loaded and go to meetings. You know how freaking uncomfortable that is? Going to a room where everyone's sober and you're not. And you think it's hard to, like... played off in front of your girlfriend or your boss or that cop that pulled you over. Try pulling that off in front of like 80 addicts and alcoholics. Yeah, no, I'm not loaded. Why would you say I'm loaded? I'm not really loaded. I know it's 53 degrees outside and I'm sweating like it's 100. But why would you think I'm loaded? I'm not loaded. I'm really not loaded. Why would you say that? Yeah, it's
I love the speaker share last night about when she came in and the women were all beautiful. She knew they weren't getting loaded anymore because they all had jewelry.
Yeah, absolutely. What? Look at the Big Book Mac used to say. Look at you, kid. You still got a watch. You ain't done.
Yeah.
If you weren't done, you would have traded that watch. And the last time I came, I had a watch from the local fast food place. It was a plastic thing with a Velcro thing that went around your arm. It came in like a Happy Meal kind of thing.
Oh. Okay, now you're ready.
Did Carl's your mom Jr. give you that?
Yeah, well, my mom gave it to me because she figured if I had any other kind of watch that I would sell it. And my other watch by this time was gone.
What had happened to your other watches?
You sold them. Well, actually, I didn't.
Why'd your mom think that?
I bartered.
Yeah, of course.
It was like a swap meet. My house was like a swap meet. You like that? What can I have for it? Not usually money either.
The open house garage sale?
Yeah. Awesome. Where are we at? Well, we're
here.
There. Shelly, what would your final words on the subject of why are you here be?
Decide before you get here.
By the way, why are you here?
Why am I here? Because it's better than being there.
Oh, that's why I started this out.
I know. Awesome. We've come full circle.
Mark.
Because there's no there there.
There's no there there.
Yep.
Oh, that's funny. When I first got sober... I would be all up in arms about something every day. There was something I was all up in arms about.
Gee.
And James would come over and he'd pat me on the shoulder and say, there, there. And I'd look at him and say, where, where. And to this day, that's one of our things.
Werewolf, their wolf, their castle. See?
Yeah.
You know what it is, right?
What?
Werewolf, werewolf, their wolf, their castle?
No.
Young Frankenstein.
Oh, right. Okay. All right. Took me a minute.
See, someone out there will be listening to that, and they'll get it, like, immediately, and then, like, two-thirds or three more, nine-tenths of the audience will be like, what the hell is he talking about?
Okay. Yeah. When you say Young Frankenstein, the first thing I think is Frau Blücher.
What knockers?
Why, thank you.
Why, thank you, doctor. Yeah, you know what? My final words are, like, the same as those. You know what? I'm here because it's better than being there. And Mark said it before, too. They got a guy that says, you know, I came to the program for the same reason I started getting loaded, to have fun. You know?
And we had quite a good time yesterday.
When out there is worse than here, why would I want to be out there? I want to be where it's better.
Went to a big beach party yesterday.
Yes.
Took a sponsee along so you could see that you can actually have a good time without a...
Did a lot of people go?
400 or 500 people there.
Wow, that's...
It was
like
a good crew.
That was like...
Yeah.
That was probably more than was at Brookside Park last year.
That was pretty much all of CA.
Yeah, well, it was Pacific Southwest region, so it was from San Diego to Santa Barbara.
Wow.
And everybody was represented.
You had to come up from the beaches at San Diego to go to the beach in Oxnard.
It's fellowship. It was a great beach.
I could see. I saw pictures. Actually, I saw pictures of it on Facebook from some random guy's file.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what the guy's name was, but yeah, he had pictures there.
Yeah. They had lots of food, and it was free. They had lots of drinks, and they were free.
You can't go wrong.
Had a big meeting going on. Really made people nervous around at the end when they all of a sudden they see 350 people get into a circle to pray.
That's
in the middle
big
of a park.
Circle.
In the middle of
like,
the park.
People are like, those guys are going to break out Kool-Aid any second now.
Yeah, it was a big circle.
I'll bet it was.
It was pretty cool.
It would have to be massive. Some of the people standing out in the surf. Yeah. Shelley.
Yes?
Who's our friends back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
In the city of brotherly love.
Bromance.
Bromance city, baby.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post. And you can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little burg.
When are you going to do that?
I wasn't planning on it.
Oh.
I can't sell advertisement.
Why not?
I don't know how.
He'll teach you. Bruce will tell you how to do it.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it. Mark?
Yes?
Our friends online?
That would be intherooms.com.
.com.
You can scroll down the recovery101.net page to the link and click on In the Rooms. It'll take you there. You can register and put up a profile. You can enter the AA of your choice. You can dig around.
Wow. You can dig around in the A of your choice.
There are speaker tapes and chat rooms. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101, listen to our show while you search the site, and it's all free.
If I can dig around in the A of my choice, is there downloadable porn there too? I'm just wondering. We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com, recovery101radio@hotmail.com. And if you'd like to join the crack staff, we need sure
go to MacArthur Park and make
staff.
A left.
Yeah, crack staff. Summer tour and just like get the names of all the places around like MacArthur Park and someplace in San Diego and someplace in San, you know, Haight-Ashbury or whatever the thing is. That would be awesome. The crack staff tour. If you'd like to be on our crack advertising staff, send us an email at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. And if you'd like to advertise on this fine, fine show, you can get in contact with us any way
you want. Smoke
signals
work. We watch the western sky.
It would be awesome. Videos at youtube.com/easylook, youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
We don't.
You know, speaking of porn, Bruce just said something about porn. Was there porn of
Does
it?
This have to do with
Connor
jacking
says,
off rabbits or something?
No, well, maybe.
Jacking off
Connor
rabbits.
Connor says that there's something, Jack I think rabbits. It's called Rule 32, which is if it exists on the internet somewhere, there is also porn of it.
Oh, I'm sure.
So like anything you could think of or anything you could find on the internet somewhere.
There was
there
a song at one point called "The Porn Was Invented" or "The Internet Was Invented for Porn." I don't think it was a big selling song, but it was. It went around the computers of America. So, Shelley,
cocaine is for people who like porn, but just don't think it's expensive enough.
Yeah. Speaking of songs,
yes.
Who's the lead out music by?
Well, I thought I thought we had better use 8 Days Clean since I was a total moron and didn't go and see them this weekend. So I got to make it up to them.
Maybe by the time we do that, we'll have one of the new ones from their new CD, Penetrator.
No, maybe.
Speaking of porn.
They were going to stop by today, but they had driven by here on their way to Venice Beach.
Oh.
And I'm like, where are you at? And I'm like thinking, well, you guys have been here before, but they're not familiar with the area. And they're like, damn, dude, we just drove by there a couple hours ago. And I'm like, I'm guessing you're not coming out then.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.